Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated? In our lesson from Acts, the astounded Peter transfixes the Jerusalem church with a story. He wonders aloud about a Gentile, a non-Jewish person who, inspired by God, called for help. Peter, astounded at the invitation, went. Peter received the Gentile's hospitality. As Peter told the Gentile and his household the story of Jesus, he witnessed the Spirit coming upon them, just as it had come upon the disciples in the beginning. Now in Jerusalem, he whispers to his fellow apostles, "And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" Peter found out that day that love leads to life, and not just life, abundant life. So will we live that life of love? Will we become and share Jesus's abundant life for and with the world? Now, don't get me wrong. The invitation to abundant life is scary. We refuse this invitation often. Biblical scholars Robert Stephen Reed and Duane Larson tell three stories where love and hospitality break down. And I'm just going to read these from their chapter. A homeless person has worshiped with a congregation for several months. During Advent, a member gives this person a wrapped Christmas gift. Try as she may, and with tears in her eyes, she cannot resist opening it. The gift is a can of spray deodorant. She no longer worships there. A group of parents decide summer would be a great time to provide an intergenerational educational event. When several of the congregation's non-middle-class children show up for Sunday school without parents, they are excluded from participating. The design requires parents to be with their children. These kids are told there is no Sunday school for them this summer. Several key leaders in an intentionally multiracial congregation become disturbed when they discover that the worship leader actively maintains diversity records of lay members assisting and serving the Eucharist. The worship leader wanted to ensure that the congregation was being intentional in its efforts to reflect its multiracial commitment. Other leaders see an imposition of a quota system. Stop trying to force it, they demand. Just let it happen. Now, these are three stories of stepping in the way of God's work. And we hinder God's work when we practice scarcity, this idea that there is not enough to go around. We tighten up. We grasp. We discount the good we might do to avoid the pain that might result from it. When we hinder God, love and hospitality dry up. But it's not right. People deserve God's love. God loved them so much that he sent his Son to live and die and rise again for them. They deserve to know about the love God offers. They deserve God's love and ours. So will we become and share Jesus' abundant life, or will we shut off the flow of Christ's love to the world? When we hinder God, people don't get to see Jesus in the world. They don't get to see the Spirit poured out in unexpected places. They lose hope. They lose the here and now sense that God is making all things new. The spring of the water of life that's spoken of in Revelation goes dry. The world grows stagnant. As it almost did for Peter. Just before the events of the story he tells, Peter sat on a roof in Joppa. He fell into a trance. A vision from God mystified him. He trembled at its implications that God might be making all things new, that God might be including the Gentiles, that it might be okay all of a sudden to eat unclean foods in order to reach the Gentiles with God's love. Peter could have hindered God's purpose here. Instead, when the invitation came, he was ready. He accepted the invitation. He went to become and share Jesus' love. He went to become and share Jesus' abundant life. If we wanted to become and share this love, where would we start? Well, I think we would start first with our gospel lesson. I give you a new commandment, Jesus tells the disciples in the upper room on the night of his arrest. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. We begin by learning to love each other as Jesus loves us. Jesus invites us into his body. We accept his invitation. Our love for one another grows through the same giving and receiving of hospitality. Jesus loved us through invitation and service in the same way we love one another through invitation and service. So, returning to Peter's story, there he sat, spellbound by the vision, and an invitation came from a very strange place indeed. What did he do? This is our second thing. He accepted the invitation. He tells the Jerusalem Christians, "The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us." Because of that sense of scarcity we've already discussed, it's hard to give and receive invitation. But let's not hinder God. When someone genuinely invites us, let's do everything we can to say yes. And finally, third, the fun part, sit back and watch what God does. Now, not every visit to someone's house will result in the Spirit falling on the room and everyone speaking in tongues. Thanks be to God. But every connection, everyone, is an opportunity to see what God is already up to in someone's life. It's an opportunity to share love. It's an opportunity to share Jesus' abundant life. Now, I don't know what your experience is, but in mine, it seems common that we don't receive invitations very often anymore. And since that's the case, I invite us to make an invitation this week. Invite someone to lunch today, or invite someone to coffee later this week, or invite a group over for snacks, or whatever invitation works for you. Because if we invite one another as Jesus invited us, if we receive the invitation when it comes, if we show up ready to revel in God's love, then we will find the way that leads to life. It will become a habit. If it becomes a habit, then God's love will thrive among us. People in our community will dazzle at the love we share. They will know we are Jesus' disciples by our love. And like in Acts, we will see the Spirit pour down in places we wouldn't expect. Like in Revelation, we will witness the life of the age to come, eternal life, entering our world to turn it upside down. We will touch the new heaven and the new earth as it passes through our lives. We will whisper to one another in awe as Jesus fulfills among us his promise to make all things new. We will wonder at the way God starts wiping away the tears of the world through this life-changing love. We will grow silent as the spring of the water of life pours into and through our community. Love leads to life, abundant life. Let's join in. Let's make an invitation to share love and hospitality this week. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.